I was asked to talk about pruning for rehabilitating some of the HLB trees, and basically what I told them was our experiment that's run 2 years now is looking real good for pruning the trees back, removing some of the dieback and decline in the tops of the trees, and then when it flushes back out, feeding it very well with the nutritional packages. The trees make tremendous recovery. It's kind of rebalanced the shoot root ratio, I think. And our yields, we have 1 year of yield data, which shows that they're just about equal to the trees that were not pruned back at the same time. Some of the growers have done this in the last couple of years and seem to be pretty pleased with it and are having good results with the regrowth and the production off those trees without having to go through the tree removal and replanting of a whole site.
What's happening with the greening symptoms when we do that?
We have not eliminated the greening. The greening is still there, but a lot of the symptoms are masked as they are with the Moy Boyd and a lot of the other nutritional programs that are out there. And so you can kind of manage that. But they'll still show up in the fall. You'll see the evidence that the greening is still there. We have not got rid of the bacteria.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.